Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, September 2nd, 2014 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. First, a quick update on the UPnP denial of service attacks. We did get a couple of reports from targets whose sites were shut down using these denial of service attacks. The sad part here is there is again a rich set of vulnerable routers and such out there that do expose UPnP, even though they probably shouldn't. So double check your routers that they're not exposing UPnP to the world. Probably the use of these routers as a reflector for denial of service attacks is one of the least serious things that can happen with exposed UPnP. And what you're looking for here again is UDP port 1900. And one thing that also keeps coming back is browser vulnerabilities. And from time to time, there may be a case where you would like to swap the default browser that your users use whenever they click on a link. Turns out that this is actually not that hard to do centrally using Active Directory. Rob in his diary outlines the 5 register keys that you have to change to switch between Firefox, Internet Explorer, and Chrome. Again, this will just change the default browser, so your users will still be able to use any installed browser. So if, for example, for internal work or so, they still need to use Internet Explorer or one of the other browsers, they may still use it, but they then have to start the browser manually and go to the URL. They can't just click on a link in an email. And App iCloud apparently did suffer a major breach end of the week. Turns out that nude pictures from multiple celebrities were posted on various forums as the result of this breach. Now, there has been some controversy how many of these pictures are actually real or how many of them are fake. But at least some of the pictures were authenticated by the respective celebrity as being authentic. Well, it turns out the bug that may have led to this particular breach is very typical for a lot of modern websites that do offer mobile APIs. When you try to log into someone's iCloud account, you typically only have a small number of attempts before you're being locked out, which of course makes brute forcing passwords fairly difficult. However, it turns out that the API that is being used to authenticate mobile devices does not suffer from this problem, and as a result, the attacker was then able to very quickly brute force the password using the mobile API. Of course, that also assumes that you have a brute forcible, meaning not very strong password. So in part, strong password policies will mitigate this problem at least a little bit. Apparently on Thursday, a script was posted to GitHub that does implement this particular attack and would allow the brute forcing. However, over the weekend, Apple already fixed the problem and did implement rate limits for the mobile API. One problem I have found in similar projects is that it is difficult for the user to change the password on multiple devices quickly. So what this means is that the user does change the password for their cloud account, but all these different devices continuously try to update and log into it. If you now just implement a simple lockout for the account, what happens is that the account is then locked before the user can actually change all of the devices. Now, there are two ways to fix this. One way is that you actually change the client software that does these repeat logins. If the login fails, it will then no longer attempt to log in until the user changed the password. Or instead of just implementing a lockout, that you just implement a timeout where you just say, well, you can only log in every 10 minutes or so after you produced a wrong password. But then, of course, you should always be careful about storing confidential information in any kind of cloud account unless you specifically validated the security for the specific purpose you're using it for. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.